All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the show with all our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football with the Bears and the Vikings and everyone. Let's slam the Twitter link. You can watch you watch on Twitter for free. Brad, if you could take care of that for us also, just a retweet since you will be with us here in this fine segment. Brad Evans waiting for us in queue. Thank yous quickly here. One wonderful guest, our BetMGM Network teammate, our friend Sam Patiadovich. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. And our video producer, no longer God's perfect creation. God's perfect creation is now Max Sheedy. So joining us on the show as our video producer today, Michael Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath. Oh, and Addie Bates is our associate producer. That's my bad. Addie's doing a great job on the show today as well. My apologies. Sorry, there's
everyone's
a lot going
back,
on.
Man.
I apologize, everybody.
It's been a while.
Sorry. Yeah, it's been a while since our whole crew. It only took until week two of football season. We got the whole crew together. Great job, everybody. A lot's going on in the NFL. We'll get to Brad in a second, but I just want to get this news in. So, tons of news about the San Francisco 49ers has just come out. BetMGM is still hanging a number here on the Niners-Saints game. So Brock Purdy, and I'm getting the tweet from Adam Schefter, Brock Purdy suffered a left shoulder injury and a toe injury. Kyle Shanahan said the toe is worse than the shoulder. Status will be determined later in the week. There's an expectation that Purdy could miss this game. And if he does, Mac Jones would start. George Kittle is going to miss multiple weeks with a hamstring injury. So Kittle's out this week and probably going to miss, I don't know, 2 to 4 weeks, we'll see. But at minimum, Kittle will miss this week. Juwan Jennings had an MRI on his shoulder. It came back clean. The team is waiting on a CT scan. So we don't know if Jennings is going to play this Sunday on the road in New Orleans against the Saints, but he has avoided the worst. So again, Kittle out multiple weeks for the Niners. Purdy status uncertain for this week, and Juwan Jennings status uncertain for this week. Before we bring Brad on the show, Femi, what does the betting market have right now for San Francisco at New Orleans? This spread was San Francisco 6.5 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, see right now at a pretty sharp sportsbook here in Las Vegas, the Niners are down to a 4-point favorite, total sitting at 41. Like you mentioned, this was 6.5, even 7 yesterday at first open here. I mean, this is kind of just hanging in between. Like, we don't know for sure that Purdy's going to miss the game, but if there's a nice little inclination that he will, I'm assuming there's still room for this to go. So, like, my advice right now, you missed the first move, and I missed it too. I was literally in the bathroom during the break, so I didn't get any of the Saints stuff, like 6.5 or 6 or whatever. I just want to hang out and relax, and let's find out what for sure is going to be Purdy's status this week. So if this goes down a little bit further, maybe we have ourselves a fallen hero spot like we do love here on You Better, You Bet. And if not, if Purdy's able to go, I would love the New Orleans Saints with the banged up and compromised Brock Purdy out there. So I think at this point, if you didn't have it earlier, I would chill. Let's get more analysis on the Purdy injury here with the toe and the shoulder.
And my thought is, as sick as this sounds, if it's Mac Jones, a quarterback, and this drops and drops and drops, I actually might want to bet the 49ers. We'll see. Joining us right now, and we appreciate his patience with breaking news, is our friend Brad Evans, the host of BetMGM Tonight on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, welcome back to the show. Hola, amigo. What is your favorite prop coming up for tonight, the Vikings and the Bears?
Hola, amigos! Give me TJ Hockenson. I'm going to go to the alt market. 50 or more receiving yards against Bear Down Chicago Bears. Look, he's got great history against my Chicago Bears. 10 career games against the Monsters of the Midway. 5.1 receptions per game. 54.8 yards per game, and has scored a trio of times. Bears got some injury concerns at linebacker, Jalen Johnson. So we just got the note that he is going to be inactive in this game. Arguably the best cover corner of the Chicago Bears. I think the middle of the field is going to be wide ass open for TJ Hockenson. And got to also remember last year, the Bears really struggled over the middle in coverage. They allowed the 6th most yards to opposing tight end. So TJ Hockenson, 50 or more yards in that alt market. A cool plus 120. Yeah, roll the shoulders and get seduced by the juice there at BetMGM.
Brad, have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Aaron Jones over on receiving yards. I don't even know what the number is. I got to go bet some money on the Saints. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us on the show. We have actives and inactives for Bears Vikings. Jake, please drop the dope ass beat. All right, BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. All right, to our crew on the show, I don't know what the next, like, 7 minutes is going to bring while we're on the air. It's possible we don't do Femi's Island or Prop King. We're going to need to talk through all of this because a lot of information has just presented itself. So, injury information here. Christian Darrisaw, Minnesota's left tackle, who was on the injury report. We expected him to play because he got a practice in at the end of the week. He is inactive tonight for the Minnesota Vikings. So Minnesota's star left tackle, Christian Darrisaw, will not play tonight for the Vikings. Harrison Smith is out. Their aging safety is still pretty good. We knew that he didn't make the trip to Chicago. Darrisaw and Harrison Smith out for the Minnesota Vikings. And for the Chicago Bears, everybody's out that we were talking about. Linebacker T.J. Edwards is out. Jalen Johnson, their best boundary cornerback, is out. And one of the best slot corners in football, Kyler Gordon, is also out, Femi, for the Chicago Bears. Gordon, Johnson, Edwards out for Chicago. Harrison Smith and Darrisaw out for the Minnesota Vikings. What is the current side and total market at BetMGM? And let's talk this through how we want to bet it.
Yeah, the current market at BetMGM right now is we flipped favorites. The Bears are now a 1-point favorite, total sitting at 43.5. I think the biggest injury of the ones that you've been talking about here has to be Christian Darrisaw. Darrisaw is one of the best left tackles in the league. Like, the cluster injuries at corner, at safety and corner for the Bears is obviously a big deal. But Darrisaw, like, we all expected him to play. Now that he is out, that's a massive, massive blow to this Minnesota Vikings offensive line that struggled without him. So the betting market has reacted, with the Bears now the favorites. Moneyline's minus 115. Vikings are minus 105. The total's still hanging out at 43.5. Those injuries are kind of like counterintuitive to each other, right? You had an offensive lineman that's out, but then also you get DBs who are out. So the total's really not going to move. But the big move is the Bears, who are now the favorites in the game after earlier today were a 1.5-point dog, now a 1-point favorite against Minnesota.
All right, to give us your thoughts here, how are you betting the game side in total?
I will be betting the Chicago Bears to win this game. I bet money line on the Bears at a plus money price. I still like the Bears, even if they lay the minus 105. You can find some pick 'em out there as well if you shop around on Chicago. I just don't like the setup for young J.J. McCarthy making his first NFL start in a raucous environment on the road, and now he's without his left tackle, his blindside protector in Christian Darrisaw. Oh, by the way, Dennis Allen feast on young quarterbacks, one of the brilliant defensive minds that we have in football. Like, yeah, as a head coach, we all got jokes, but as a DC, that dude is for real. I like Chicago tonight. It might be ugly, it might be a little bit herky-jerky, but I do like the Bears to win the game. I also like one prop outside of the first TD stuff. I like Caleb Williams anytime touchdown tonight. That's at plus 470. You might be able to find some plus 475. A lot of the reporting out of Chicago was that, like, Ben Johnson wanted to incorporate Caleb Williams' legs. If you want to dabble with some Caleb Williams rushing yards overs, you can do that. I think he scores a touchdown. I think you see some more read option with the Bears, a little bit more tapping into Williams' athleticism. So give me the Bears' money line. Give me Caleb Williams' anytime touchdown score, plus 470. Those are my two bets for tonight's game.
I want to talk this through with you here, and if, like, we don't have time to do the imaging, I'll just give the props that I like. You can give the props that you like also for the game, because this is a lot of injury news, and we didn't expect to get this much injury news. Okay, so Justin School is the fill-in left tackle for Minnesota. So he started 5 games last year for Tampa and was, like, pretty serviceable. He's not as good as Darrisaw. I don't think this is the end of the world. And Kevin O'Connell is an awesome coach. Okay, so that's part one of this, right? We also know that Minnesota is going to be down their best slot corner and a rangy linebacker in T.J. Edwards. I think the game plan is going to, you don't need to be a football genius to figure this out. When J.J. McCarthy's throwing the ball, like, I don't like Justin Jefferson, not that he can't go over, but I think we have to be under the assumption that McCarthy may be under duress in this game. And it's his first start in primetime on the road. Maybe it's going to be get the ball out of his hands quick, get him to the hands of some security blankets over the middle of the field. Why can't, like, T.J. Hockenson, who Brad talked about, and Adam Thielen, who's going to probably be playing the slot for Minnesota tonight primarily, not 100% of the snaps, just came over from Carolina. Tom Pelissero reported that yesterday about Thielen. Why can't they have a lot of success throwing the ball over the middle of the field? And on the flip side, Ben Johnson annihilates the Brian Flores defense. scored a billion points in every game he coordinated, all four of them, for the Lions against Minnesota. Now, you can say better players overall. Caleb Williams is way more physically talented than Jared Goff, and maybe Caleb doesn't have it between the ears. We'll see. The Ty Dunn piece was not flattering to Caleb Williams. I'm actually, Femi, I'm going to make a case here, and like I have, this is a lame thing, I have a Chicago bet from like a while ago, just whatever, not for a huge amount of money. I'm actually going to bet the over.
Oh, I like it. Over 43 and a half.
Over 43 and a half.
If Chicago's going to have success, I think it's going to be for explosives. Because what do we know about Brian Flores? He's sending the house. And maybe it confuses Caleb, but maybe Ben Johnson gives him the answers to the test as well. And if that's the case, like DJ Moore, Olamide Zaccheaus, Roma Dunze, like those guys can go off for big explosive plays. I kind of like what you're putting down with the over. I don't know if I'll get there, but I'll tell you what, I'm not betting the under. So I at least have that for me, but I'm not going to be betting the under. So I'm just going to hang with the side. I think the Bears just win the game, but I do like the handicap of, hey, like, this could be an explosive output for Chicago, and also Minnesota could have success kind of picking apart those secondary or middle level defenders there on the Minnesota Vikings defense. So I like that.
I'll take this home for us. So Femi's first touchdown scorer. So all the imaging got blown up because we have to do the breaking news and we have to talk about the game. Femi going with Olamide Zaccheaus, the Book of Zaccheaus, and Adam Thielen as the first touchdown scorers for Femi's Island. For myself, for the props, honestly, off of this news, and also Roschon Johnson's inactive. The Bears have two running backs active. Bill Zimmerman, who covers the Bears, like says, if you could find a prop, a DJ Moore rushing yards prop, DJ Moore's going to carry the ball. Kyle Manungai is Roschon Johnson listed in this touchdown market? He's not. Manungai's plus 400. I think he's the goal line back for Chicago. I think Manungai is worth a bet. And for the minute, I would also take a look at, what's Cole Kmet here? Kmet's plus 550. I don't mind that also in the anytime touchdown market. And for Minnesota, I like the TJ Hockenson over. I like the bet Brad gave out, Hockenson 50 or more receiving yards. And Adam Thielen's at 29.5 receiving yards, and Kyler Gordon's not playing. I like that as well. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I'm on the over. Femi's on the Chicago Bears, and we will see you, dear listener and dear viewer, tomorrow on a Tuesday. And until then, I'm Nick Costos, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.